Sue Headley may have believed that once he left Pearl Harbor on the morning of December 7th, that he was out of harm's way that morning. After a daring swim to shore, he still had another close call to come. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Stu Headley began the morning of December 7, 1941, aboard the battleship West Virginia. The gun turret he was manning was destroyed by an explosion, and he made his way to the Tennessee that was moored inland. He was later ordered to abandon the Tennessee and swim to shore, a command that was easier said than done.
Fire was higher than this building from the oil that was ablaze. So we went over on the starboard side of the Tennessee, and there were row after row of nice, neatly piled clothes, shined shoes, like swimming call. So we stripped right down to our shorts, and I told Crozen, don't dive, we'll jump.
It was about a 50-yard swim to the shore.
That oil is ablaze, and it's hot. So we swam underwater, and we broke surface twice by thrashing like mad to get the oil away from us in the fire, and then we went down again, and when we came up on the beach, why, they picked us up in an ambulance and took us right to the dispensary.
Stu and his buddy were not injured, so they were asked to help burn victims at the dispensary on Fort Island.
We had unguentine ointment for the burns, we had morphine for extreme pain, and we had sulfa drug for wounds that we put in. That was our total medical supplies.
As Stu was performing his new hospital duties, he looked out the window and saw two planes heading his way. The hospital was now under attack as well. It's just part of Stu Headley's experiences at Pearl Harbor on December 7th. Traveling the countryside in San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.